This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with American Idol finalist Kimberly Locke. But first, President Obama's regulations will significantly slow down internet speech. According to the FCC and the FEC commissioners, these internet regulations will deter broadband deployment, depress network investment, and slow broadband speeds, because that's what they've done in Europe. They added that they don't need to shift control of the internet to bureaucracies in Washington. Quote, let's leave the power where it belongs with the American people. A text-based company called Magic will place orders and schedule deliveries for any legal items a person needs. The service is available in the U.S. by texting the number 408-217-1721. Operators are available 24/7 for pizza orders, groceries, and other services. Users can also order plane tickets, which will be emailed. Another woman has come out accusing Bill Cosby of sexual assault. Heidi Thomas says she has a question for the comedian. Look in my eyes, do you remember me? Thomas was an aspiring actress back in 1984 when she got a call from an agent saying she needed to go to Reno, Nevada because Cosby wanted to work with her. She says she went to a house outside the city where Cosby gave her a glass of wine. She says the next few hours were foggy, but she woke up with him next to her in bed, naked, and forcing himself on her. No comment yet from Cosby or his attorneys. Our weekly contributor is Kimberly Locke from American Idol fame. She's a singer, a coach, a cook, and everything else rolled into one. Hello there, Kimberly.
Hi.
And you are having auditions this weekend for your next masterclass, huh?
I'm going to be auditioning new students for my new masterclass, which is really great. You know, it's one of those things that I never really thought about doing. But I do get a lot of parents who want me to work with their kids or, you know, young adults who are out there auditioning. And I thought, why not? You know, I have the experience. I know what it's like to go through the audition process. And so I created this masterclass. It's an 8-week class. And I can really teach this class anywhere, which is kind of the fun part. I'm actually in talks with people in South Carolina and some people in Oklahoma about doing, you know, my class there. So that's a lot of fun, you know, going around and working with a lot of aspiring singers.
These are singers that have some accomplishment. In other words, they're just not raw singers that say, I want to work with Kimberly Locke. These are people that have performed and sung before?
Right, definitely. So that's part of the reason why there is an audition process, because I think that, you know, there are, anytime you have a skill set, everybody is at a different level. So you want to make sure that when you create a class like this, that, you know, everybody is somewhat on the same level and headed on the same track record. I'm always amazed at how many young singers come in and their resumes are amazing, you know, and they're serious about what they're doing. Their parents are committed, you know, to getting them out there in the industry. And that's what makes the difference. So that's what this class is about. You know, all of my students are actively working, actively seeking a career in the industry.
Now, do you sit in an office chair and then swivel around when they really impress you?
Not quite that dramatic.
Well, I saw The Voice the other night, and I was thinking Kimberly ought to get a big red chair with a big button on it and spin around and say, I want you.
It's really funny because some of my students would be terrified. Like, that would scare them to death. You know, it's funny because we do a lot of different things in class, and, you know, I teach them, you know, how to work the stage, how to, you know, use a microphone, how to, you know, emote and deliver the song on stage. And sometimes I can see the terror in their faces when I ask them to do something that's not natural for them to do. And the big red chair would probably send some of them, you know, into like a state of shock.
All right. So no blind auditions. You're actually looking at them from the beginning. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And are you just looking for female voices, or do you also have male students?
No, I have some male students that come in to audition. You know, I actually just got an email yesterday from a couple of guys, and, you know, I think for guys it can be a little bit different, but it's not really. You know, sometimes guys are a little hesitant to go into a group where there's all girls, but I think it's a lot of fun when you can mix you know, the girls and the guys together, because that's a whole nother level of work, you know, being able to work with someone of the opposite sex and play off of each other and, you know, have fun at delivering the lines. And, you know, that's part of your growth, too.
Well, I don't know about the guys in your class, but if I was a guy that young, I'd want to be in a class with nothing but girls.
I mean, there you go, Mike.
You know, I'm just saying, that would be my strategy.
Well, you know, I think now, you know, when you're that young, don't you still think that girls have cooties?
Well, yes. Well, there's a fine line, though. It goes from cooties to hello. All of a sudden,
it's
the light bulb.
It's almost like night and day.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So now, do you have an actual curriculum that you follow?
You know what I do? I basically, once I know who my students are, I talk to them during the audition a lot about what their experiences are, what they're trying to get out of the class, and then I talk to their parents about in areas that their parents feel like they need work. So I take all of that information and I really try to gear it towards that specific group, because every group is going to need something different. So once I know a little bit more about the students, yes, I do build a curriculum around that group of students. And I always try to throw in some stuff that they're not working on or they haven't done. Like last session, we started working on harmonies and singing as a group, you know, as one, but singing different parts. And it was very interesting because the girls, you know, in my class, they were like, oh my gosh, I've never done this before, but that was so cool. And I think it opens up their eyes to so many different aspects of singing.
And of course, if they ever make it on any of these shows, especially American Idol, there are groups singing as part of the competition. So you have to learn how to harmonize.
Definitely. And that's, you know, that's part of the work. The, you know, the work is about being put in situations that you're normally, you know, not accustomed to, because that's when, you know, you kind of crash and burn sometimes when you feel like, oh, I know how to sing by myself, I can do this, you know, but then they throw, you know, they throw in the surprise and it's like, okay, now sing a song with this person. And you're like, oh my gosh, but I don't know this person. I've never met this person. And that happened on American Idol, you know, when we were asked to sing in group with people that we'd never met before. And I thought that it was such a challenge and so unique. I never thought that, you know, I'd be asked to do that again. But then I auditioned for a musical, and they, right there on the spot, they split the girls up into groups of two, and, you know, we didn't know each other, and within, you know, 20 minutes, we had to come back and sing a song together.
That's pressure.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. Just thinking about it gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Well, especially, frankly, if the other person isn't quite up to your level, and you have to kind of carry them or, you know, cover them up.
Yes. Yes, and that's a lot of what I work on in my classes. I want to teach my students to embrace what their strengths are, even if they're, you know, especially when they're different. You know, I had a student last session, and her note choices were always very interesting. Like, she chose notes that I would never choose. And her mother said, well, doesn't she sing off pitch? I said, actually, she doesn't. She just makes a different choice. And I want to encourage her to continue to do that. And that's what a lot of the group work is helping these young singers discover what their strengths are so that they can use them to their advantage in situations like that, where they're singing with someone who's not as strong as they are, and they do have to carry the group or carry a certain situation, that they're prepared because they can identify their strength.
Well, you know, this season of American Idol, I've sort of become friendly through Facebook and Twitter with Jax, this young female singer from New Jersey. She does Beatle tunes like I've never heard them before, and it's almost as if she doesn't even realize how good she is. That's possible, right?
Right. That is very, very possible. You know, when you're a young singer and you're starting out and, you know, you're listening to the radio and you're comparing yourself to everybody on the radio, and a lot of times you find a lot of singers who can imitate and emulate what they hear. But the real trick is, can you be unique? So I think it's very, very important at a young age to teach singers to embrace the things about their voice that's different. You know, for me, when I was growing up, I had a very low voice. And as I got older, it got deeper. And I was like, oh my gosh, I sound so funny. And all my friends are singing all these high notes. Then, you know, I had a conversation with my friends and they were like, well, we wish we could sing those low notes like you do. So that's when I really started to embrace you know, but I was a teenager by then. So it's like, if I had started to embrace that earlier, I would have been much more comfortable. But once I got onto American Idol, I realized that that was one of my strong areas, that I knew I could deliver a nice, sultry, rounded note and really, you know, set myself apart.
Sultry. I love that definition of you.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, listen, the auditions, I hope, go well, and I hope you come up with some great students. Even if they never reach, you know, American Idol or The Voice or stardom, it's nice to know that you play a role in developing them.
Yeah, and you know what? It feels good, because who knows what these kids are going to grow up and do. And if I can make an impact on them now and plant a seed, then I've done my part. And that, like I said, that feels good.
Kimberly Locke, always good to talk to you. We'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
And with American Idol finalist Kimberly Locke, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.